contracting spacetime, 1/2 of an Alcubierre warp drive. According to Miguel Alcubierre, a warp drive is possible by contracting spacetime ahead of a craft and expanding spacetime behind the craft. This article will discuss ideas on how to contract spacetime ahead of a theoretical craft. 4.1. The contraction of spacetime seems to be related to curving spacetime, as we know happens when an object with mass, like a planet, is in front of a craft. The gravitational pull of the planet pulls the craft towards it. This can be seen as a contraction in spacetime. The question is, how do we artificially contract spacetime in front of a craft? Obviously, the craft won't work by flying around with a planet in front of it. Eugene Podkletnov, in his experiment with a superconducting rotating ring with an electromagnet rotating the ring, observed some peculiar phenomenon. One of his fellow co-workers had brought a pipe and was smoking in the laboratory when they noticed the smoke was rising above the active superconducting rotating ring. They reasoned that their device was shielding the smoke from some of the effects of gravity, and that is why the smoke rose up above the ring as opposed to the rest of the room. Furthermore, in a discussion in the book The Hunt for Zero Point by Nick Cook, Podkletnov revealed that if the ring was accelerated from its base rate of around 5,000 rpm to 5-10x that, 25,050,000 rpm, that the disk lifted up into the air. I do not believe his experiment revealed gravity shielding as they had reasoned. I think the experiment revealed a contraction in space-time above the rotating ring. The superconducting ring was not being shielded from gravity, it was creating a contraction of space-time above it and was being pulled into that contraction of space-time like a spacecraft being pulled toward a planet. In the alien reproduction vehicle, there is an aluminum flywheel in the middle of the craft and a large electromagnetic coil surrounding the flywheel. It is my hypothesis that this flywheel and electromagnetic coil act in the same way that Podkletnov's superconducting ring and electromagnetic coils work. A rapidly rotating body combined with a powerful electromagnetic field create a contraction in space-time that pulls the alien reproduction vehicle up into that ever-perpetuating contraction of space-time. My hypothesis as to how it works is as follows. As the aluminum flywheel speeds up its rate of rotation, the axis of the atoms making up that flywheel radiate outwards, via centrifugal forces, parallel to the plane of the disk. Furthermore, these atoms are subject to precession forces, meaning their axis of rotation bend up above or below the plane of the disk depending on which direction the flywheel is rotating. Lastly, rotating the disk in the direction needed to bend the aluminum atom's axis of spin up as the electromagnetic coil interacts with the flywheel, it bends a majority of the flywheel's atoms up. I hypothesize that this is how Podkletnov's experiment and the alien reproduction vehicle operated. The flywheel had their atoms' axis of spin all pointing up, and this created a field that contracted space-time. Whether it was directional gravity or the strong force, I do not know. What I do highly suspect is that this way of dealing with rotating bodies and magnetic fields creates a contraction field above the craft, one part of making a successfully working Alcubierre warp drive.